Welcome to The Milkman, The Paperboy, and Evening TV. I'm Claudia Dutremp.
And I'm Ben Kohler.
And tonight we'll be talking about the Tony Awards.
Yes.
And you're probably wondering, why are we talking about the Tony Awards? Tonys are in June. This is pretty early.
Yeah, come on.
But it's because they just announced their host for this year, which is
James Corden.
And, you know, that name might sound familiar. And if you're a big Broadway fanatic, you'll know it's because, you know, James Corden won a Tony Award a couple years ago for One Man, Two Governors. And he also is the host of The Late Late Show. He took over for Craig Ferguson last year and now hosts that outside out of California and has had great skits like Carpool Karaoke.
Which yeah, that's where everybody knows him now is Carpool Karaoke.
He had that big scene with Adele and they, they sang.
And that.
And that blew up.
Yeah.
And so,
And he was also in Into the Woods. He played the Baker, right? Yes. I didn't see Into the Woods.
He did play the Baker. He did a pretty good job. I saw it on Christmas Day, actually. And I forced my whole family to go see it. And he also, for a lot of people who are fans of Doctor Who, was in a couple episodes of Doctor Who, has been on Gavin and Stacey, which is another British comedy. And it's kind of just a very, he's a household name in the UK, and he's kind of becoming more and more popular here, especially because of his late night talk show, and now that he's hosting Tony's, which I think he's a perfect choice.
Yeah, no, he can sing, he can
kind
make
of dance,
people laugh, I don't know about dancing,
he's pretty funny, and I think it's good to, you know, step away from Neil Patrick Harris, because, you know, he hosted for so many years.
Well, and then they went to Hugh Jackman, who had done it before, and he did a good job. He does that. But then they did
Kristen Chenoweth and Alan Cumming,
which was fine-ish.
It was. Like, it kind of felt like almost a James Franco and Anne Hathaway type.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't as bad,
but like they were struggling a little bit. I didn't see. I mean, I know they're friends and everything, so like that's fine.
They were in
but
the 1999
Annie
movie, Annie,
ABC original movie on the Wonderful World of Disney with Victor Garber
and Kathy Bates
and what's her name from Modern Family?
Yes, the girl who plays Haley. I don't remember her real name though.
No, her name is Haley. No,
the
character's
name is Haley.
Yeah, and the girl from Lizzie McGuire.
Yes, Lalaine.
Lalaine. She only has one name.
Only
like
one.
Madonna.
Or Beyonce.
Or Claw from Inspector Gadget.
Of course. Starring Matthew Broderick, who is a Tony Award winner.
Yes, for...
How Succeeding Visits Not Really Trying.
You're right.
Yes. And also Tony nominee. And now we're starting to think about the Tonys because, you know, they announced today James Corden is hosting. And so, we've talked about Hamilton.
Probably.
As talking about it and how it's, you know, probably going to sweep. It's, you know... Just this amazing musical that's all put on by the creative team of In the Heights and done by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
And this just doesn't happen like what happened with Hamilton. Like this doesn't happen anymore. Like the closest thing recently would have been Book of Mormon. But the thing about Book of Mormon is, like, if you wanted to, you could get tickets for that.
Yeah.
They made it crazy expensive because they could. But if you wanted to get tickets a couple days in advance, you could.
You could.
Like,
but for Hamilton, that's not
millionaire
possible.
Celebrities can't get tickets because it's impossible.
The president can't get tickets.
Even though he's seen it twice. But
he shouldn't get tickets.
Yeah, well, why did Obama get to see it twice? When
I haven't seen it at all. Ben's seen it once.
I saw it once.
But so Hamilton's up there. Waitress is coming.
It doesn't qualify, though, right?
No, I think
Does
it will. I think it's right before the cutoff. Spring Awakening for Best
Spring
Revival.
Spring Awakening, Fiddler on the Roof. Mm-hmm. And there's like Allegiance. And Amazing Grace.
Which was written by
a cop. Did you know that?
I did not. But it's cool to see that, you know, like so many different people can write musicals too. And that there are different
writers.
It was
written by a cop who just decided one day that he heard the story of the writing of the song Amazing Grace. And said, you know... I'm going to make a musical about this, and it happened, and now this cop wrote a musical, but it's not running anymore.
But it still could get nominated.
I never know.
Who knows?
There aren't that many big new musicals this year on Broadway. There was what? There was Hamilton, Allegiance, Amazing Grace, On Your Feet.
Oh, yes, the Gloria Estefan
and
musical.
And Waitress, if it counts, and I think that might be
it. Might be it. And then for revivals, it's Fiddler. Oh, we forgot School of Rock.
School of Rock, which is, if anything, probably, like, the closest to Hamilton. Just
yeah,
because
the
it's
contender.
But I mean,
I think a lot of people are probably just scared to compete. And so I wonder, like, how many Hamilton jokes there will be this year, or references, or just, so you know, if that will dominate the Tonys.
I mean, because it's not really about the winners this year. It's not like last year where people were like, well, is, you know, are they going to go with, like, the big production show, which is American in Paris, or are they going to give it to Fun Home, which is, like, the, you know, the critics and audience really embraced this tiny little show. But this year, it's, there's not much suspense or anything. It's more, you know,
what are they going to do for the show? It's more like, we all know Hamilton.
Yeah, right? So like, it's how... more the show as opposed to, what number do you think Hamilton's going to do?
That's a good question. I've been trying to... room where it happens.
I don't want them to do a medley, because medleys are annoying. Because, like, you don't get a good feeling for anything. It's just, like, a bunch of little things. I was thinking maybe it'll be the opening, because everyone's in it.
That's true.
That's what I was thinking.
That'd be pretty cool. And something similar to what they did for In the Heights in 2008 right, would be really cool.
And everybody was in that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think this year's Tonys are promising with James Corden hosting. We'll see if he brings a lot of nominees maybe onto his show, which would be pretty cool. Or maybe he'll do a couple episodes from New York.
That would be awesome. That's true. You know, I didn't even think of that. Where, like, he's probably going to have, you know, leading up to when he's hosting, he's probably going to do all kinds of things on his show, and it's all going to go viral. That's another thing we could talk about at some point down the line, how all these late night shows, everyone has seen all of the big things from them, but so few people actually watch them.
That's a good when topic they're on for TV. Next week.
Yeah, we could talk about that at some point, and because it's just, you know, everyone, all these Jimmy Fallon things that go viral and everything like that. Like, how many people actually watch Jimmy Fallon when it's on TV?
Right, exactly.
Like, I don't know anybody who, like, there are...
stays up that late to watch TV.
Well, not even that. It's just, like, there are very few people I know who, like, if you're just hanging out watching TV and one of the late night shows is on, like, you'll watch it. But I don't know many people who are like, oh, I'm so excited to watch, you know...
James Corden
or Stephen Colbert on TV tonight. Like,
right.
Even, you know, the funniest parts of interviews... They're all on YouTube.
And, like, in shorter clips, too.
Right. So, like, the funniest parts are all on YouTube, so no one actually watches. And, like, I mean, I don't mind watching it when it's on TV. I think it's fun to watch the whole show at once. But, I mean, I can count on one hand the amount of times in the last year that I've watched one of those shows live on TV. But we can talk about that another time.
So follow the Tony Awards on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
We'll definitely give you updates as we go when more buzzy things come
up. Yeah, once the nominees come out, maybe we'll do an episode on that. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, this has been The Milkman, The Paperboy, and Evening TV. I'm Claudia Dutrem.
I'm Ben Kohler.
And we'll talk to you next week.